Trek complaints. A person may file a complaint with Trek against a real estate license holder if the person believes the license holder violated the Texas Real Estate License Act. TREA-LA? If Trek has jurisdiction over the complaint, it will typically investigate the allegations by interviewing the parties and witnesses and gathering relevant information. After review, Trek's enforcement division will notify the license holder if it intends to initiate disciplinary proceedings. After a hearing or other settlement procedure, it will render a decision. If the evidence establishes a violation, Trek may impose a reprimand, suspension of the license, revocation of the license, a fine, probation, or any combination. Complaint priorities. Trek is required to maintain a system to act promptly and efficiently on complaints and must maintain a file on each complaint. Trek gives priority to the investigation of complaints filed by a consumer and an enforcement case resulting from the consumer complaint tree. ELLA requires that Trek assign priorities and investigate complaints using a risk-based approach based on the degree of potential harm to the consumer, potential for immediate harm to the consumer, overall severity of the allegations and the complaint, number of license holders potentially involved in the complaint, previous complaint history of the license holder, and number of potential violations in the complaint, refund to consumer. Trek may order a license holder to pay a refund to a consumer as provided by an agreement resulting from an informal settlement conference or an enforcement order, in addition to imposing an administrative penalty, suspension, revocation, or other sanction. Trek advisory letters. When appropriate, Trek may close a complaint file by issuing an advisory letter to a license holder. This is generally appropriate in more technical matters, when the provision that was violated is new, or when evidentiary or procedural problems exist, such as the unavailability of witnesses. An advisory letter is not a formal disciplinary action. Instead, the advisory letter is a notification that there were items revealed in the investigation that do not warrant disciplinary action, but, if not corrected, could lead to further complaints and, ultimately, disciplinary action. Informal proceedings. Trek is also required to adopt procedures governing the informal disposition of contested cases. An informal disposition must provide the complainant and the license holder the opportunity to be heard. The proceeding requires the presence of a public member of Trek for a case involving a consumer complaint and at least two Trek staff members with experience in the regulatory area that is the subject of the proceeding. Temporary suspension. Trek's presiding officer, for a case involving a consumer, is required to appoint a disciplinary panel consisting of three commission members to determine whether a person's license to practice should be suspended temporarily. If the disciplinary panel determines that the license holder constitutes a threat to the public by continuing to practice, or the license holder constitutes a continuing threat to the public welfare, the panel will temporarily suspend that person's license.